Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
He says, just watch the video. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York, and Michael Irvin's lawyers released surveillance video from the hotel in Phoenix. That's where an employee accused him of harassment while he covered the Super Bowl last month. We've been following this story, and KRLD's Alan Skye has the latest.
The surveillance video doesn't have any sound, but lawyer Levi McCathern described what was happening when he showed it to reporters.
In fact, as you see, he keeps more space from him than he does when he's talking to any male at any point in the bar.
He says the video shows the employee seek Irvin out and says she never backs away. Instead, he says the video shows another employee who's upset.
And I don't know why he's mad, but he's clearly frustrated with that employee, and the employee's happy as a lark. You don't do the little leg kicks and the little over the shoulder and the stuff you'll see when we run it here without that.
Irvin says the video will show the truth about what happened.
We talk and tell lies, but die in the sky. Don't tell no lies.
McCathern's also asked for the federal case to be dismissed. Instead, he says he's narrowed it down and has filed it as a state court case in Arizona. Marriott had responded to the previous lawsuit saying Irvin appeared visibly drunk and touched the woman's arm without consent. In Dallas, Alan Skye, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
New information from Dallas police about the deaths of a 14-year-old and two horses.
At around 5:30 this morning, a vehicle crashed into three horses at the intersection of Great Trinity Forest and Julius Sheps Freeway. Dallas Police Corporal Brian Martinez tells me the three horse riders were all teens.
One 14-year-old rider died at the scene. The other two, a 16 and 17-year-old, were taken to local hospitals, but they remain in stable condition.
Corporal Martinez says the three horses were all stolen from an area near I-20 and Bonneview, but it remains unclear at this time whether the teens were the ones who stole the horses. One horse died at the scene, one was euthanized by a veterinarian, and the third was injured but is expected to survive. The driver remained at the scene and is not expected to face any charges. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
It's spring break, and there are plenty of things to do this week around North Texas, including the Perot Museum in Dallas.
Spring break is one of the busiest weeks at the Perot Museum, so we are excited. We are opening an hour early every day, so you can come on down as early as 9 a.m. We're encouraging everyone to purchase their tickets online and to select a time for ticketed entry because we are so busy.
That's Dr. Linda Silver with the museum. She says daily activities include hands-on engineering challenges and workshops, an exhibit called The Science Behind Pixar, and several 3D films. The chief of Southwest Airlines today unveiled a new plan that he says will prevent another catastrophic operational failure, such as the one over the Christmas break.
In a speech to the J.P. Morgan Industrials Conference, Bob Jordan said much of the domino effect that crippled Southwest was due to the weather during the holidays. He says things were particularly bad in Chicago and Denver, where airports were shut down, stranding crews, planes, and passengers.
We've already upgraded our SkySolver crew optimization software. As you might recall, the volume and pace of close-in cancellations, and we just had waves and waves of them, revealed a functional gap in our crew optimization software's ability.
He also outlined investments in cold weather equipment such as de-icing trucks and what he calls cross-team collaboration to communicate better. During the Christmas break, tens of thousands of customers were stranded at airports for days and unable to get through to the airline for help. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
March Madness is here and Texas schools well represented in this year's tournament. TCU is going to be dancing, even though they were announced as the Texas Froghorns. Head coach Jamie Dixon says they're coming in hot.
Seems that we've kind of shooting our best, and we'll get a lot of shots up these couple of days going forward here and be ready. But if we start shooting the ball at the clip we thought, that makes our offense look a whole lot better. And it's been pretty good all year long.
TCU is the sixth seed, is going to play the winner of Arizona State and Nevada on Friday night. And free agency is in full swing in the NFL. The Cowboys finally making some moves. Today they re-signed one of their own, a key piece of their defense, safety Donovan Wilson, to a three-year deal worth up to $24 million. They also made a big-time trade with the Colts for five-time Pro Bowl cornerback Stephon Gilmore. He's going to be paired with cornerback Trayvon Diggs in the secondary. That could be quite a secondary. Bobby Belt with 105.3 The Fan says even the Cowboys players are trying to help out the front office when they can.
Fans have brought up before the fact that why don't more Cowboys players recruit? When Dez Bryant the other day was, you know, hanging out with DeAndre Hopkins and then he's tweeting at Jalen Ramsey, there, I saw a lot of replies that were saying Dez recruits for the Cowboys harder than the Cowboys players do. It's not true. The Cowboys players recruit, I promise you.
Cowboys still interested in linebacker Bobby Wagner and receiver Odell Beckham Jr. They're still trying to re-sign one of their own linebackers, Leighton Vander Esch. With your afternoon All Local, I'm Austin York.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.